What does it mean by an unskilled person? In the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai, it said it refers to someone who can't pull through a needle full of stitches at one time. Rabbi Chanina said it refers to someone who can't make a straight even hem. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yechon said this refers to stitches spaced far apart. Rabbi Shmuel said it means uneven stitches like the uneven teeth of a dog. Mishnah said, Mesargin is Hamitois. What's meant by Mesargin? What's meant by Mematchin? So Rav Dimi said, Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Asi argue as to what Chizki and Rabbi Yechon said. One said Mesargin means a weaving of horizontal and vertical robes, and Mematchin means placing the vertical without the horizontal. And the other said that Mesargin is placing the vertical without the horizontal, and Mematchin is simply tightening those loose ropes. Fekmar of Techlifa bar Shol to a Braisa that says that all agree that ropes may not be spun on Chalamoit. Now, according to the second view, that even a full weaving stitch may not be done, why would we think that ropes could be spun? Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked, a Mishnah brings the sheet of Rav Meir where he clearly uses the word Mesargin to refer to full weaving stitches, not just vertical. Based on this, second view can't be right. Rav therefore says, all agree that Mesargin refers to full weaving stitches. The Machlek is only regard to Mematchin. How can we say that Mematchin means tightening? A Braisa brings a sheet that says that it's also to do Mematchin as well. If it simply means tightening, why would it be Osir? Where it says, since it's possible to use the bed without tightening the stitches, it may be considered excessive and unnecessary work to do, which is why it would be Osir on Chalamoid. Zuck the Mishnah, we may set up a tanner oven, meaning it has a place for one pot. You're also allowed to set up a kirayim oven, a place for two pots, or a set of millstones, all on chalamoit. Rav Yehuda says we may not be mechabshin the millstones initially. What is affecting more? What does it mean, mechabshin? Rav Yehuda says it means making grooves in the millstone, which are necessary for the grinding process. Rav Chiya said it refers to making the hole in the middle of the stone. Fekmar Abraisa brings machloikes where Rabbi Yehuda says that we may do mechabshin to an old millstone, and others say it may never be done. Now, why would someone have to make a hole in the middle of an old millstone? If it was previously used, it clearly already had the hole already. So you see that Chari, that's not Pshat. Mar says it must be discussing where he wanted to enlarge the hole somewhat. Mar says, Arhuna once heard someone making grooves into a millstone in Chalamoy, and he cursed the man for doing so without finding out whether it was an old or new millstone. Arhuna must have held like the others who say that doing so is usher in any case. Rabbi Chama said, we may make grooves into a millstone of Chalamoid. In the name of Rabbi Meir, it was said, one may even cut the nails of a horse or donkey that he will ride on Chalamoid. It allows the animal to travel, but not the donkey used to turn the mill, since one may only grind with needed for yontif. That little bit can be done without cutting the nails. Rabbi Yehuda said, one may cut the nails of even that donkey, and one may even set up millstones and build a mill, and build a frame of a mill, and build a barn for his animals. Rav allowed one to brush his horse with a metal comb, and to build a grain-feeding receptacle used for the animals, and to build stone benches on Chalamoid. Rav allowed a letting of the blood of an animal on Chalamoid. Abaye showed that a Braisa allows this as well. Rava allowed the pressing of clothes on Chalamoid because it's considered to be unskilled labor. Rav Yitzchak Rami, in the name of Rav Chista, said it's also to pleat sleeves on Chalamoid because that's a skilled labor. Rava said one who is smoothing out an area of land on Chalamoid, if it's done to allow for his threshing, needs four yomtiv. It's mutter. If it's done to prepare the land for planting, it's also. The way to determine this is if he takes dirt from a mound and puts it next to the mound, or from a hole and puts it next to the hole, it shows he's preparing a small area for threshing. If he takes from a mound and puts it in a hole, it shows he's preparing for planting. Rava said if one collects branches from his field on Chalamoid, if he does so to use the wood, he only takes the larger pieces and leaves the smaller pieces there, it's mutter. If he does so to clear the land, you know, this would be seen by taking all the branches, then it's also. Rava said, if one opens an access point of water and allows it to flow into his land on Chalamoid, if he does so to catch the fish, which can be shown by opening it the same way he opens an entrance on one side, he opens an exit on the other side for the water to leave the field, he's okay, only doing it for the fish, it's mutter. If he does so to water the field, because he doesn't open up an exit for the water, then it would be also. Rava said, if one removes branches from his palm tree on Chalamoid, if it's done to give food to his animals, which can be shown to be the case if he takes branches from only one side of the tree, then it's mutter. If it's done to help foster the tree's growth, if he takes branches from all sides of the tree, then it's aser. Rava said it's mutter to cut open unripe dates on Chalamoid to eat them, but it's aser to press them. Rapapa said, since they will become wormy if they're not pressed, it's even mutter to press them because doing so prevents a loss. Rava said doing any business dealing on Chalamoid is also. Rabbi Yosef Bar Oven said it's mutter if it prevents a loss. Ravina once delayed doing a deal until after Chalamoid, and he made a lot more money than had he gone through with the deal on Chalamoid. Rashi allowed Ravina to collect a debt on Chalamoid. He said since it's easier to locate the people on Chalamoid, it's like preventing a loss. Rav allowed Chiya Bar Ashi to make fish traps on Chalamoid because that's considered to be unskilled labor. However, he would not have allowed making bird traps because that's considered to be skilled labor. Rabbi Yehuda allowed Ami, the oven maker, to build an oven on Chalamoid, and for Rabba Bar Ashbi to make a sifter. Fekmar Rabba Shmuel taught that it's usher to make an oven on Chalamoid. Mar says it's usher in the rainy season, when there's no chance that the oven will be used on that yomtiv. It's mutter in the summer season when the new oven can be dry and ready for use on yomtiv itself.